Toucher and Rich Mornings on the Sports Hub.
The snap to Mac Jones, dropping back, throws it underneath to Stevenson, catch at the 30, one-on-one, makes Williams miss with a run to the 25, and he cuts out the tackle, straight ahead, across the 20 to the 15-yard line. What an individual effort by Ramondre Stevenson, maneuvering around Quincy Williams, and then breaking through multiple defenders to a first down.
I thought that might have actually been the most impressive play of the day. Well, that wasn't with special teams, obviously, and Marcus Jones, but that was Mac Jones to Ramondre Stevenson, and it was more about Ramondre Stevenson. I think, I believe it was 3rd and 16 at the time, but Stevenson picks up an 18-yard pickup there for big first down to get into the red zone, and it's time for the red zone recap presented by Win Waste Innovation. That was their one trip for the Patriots into the red zone. That was another $500 given to Clear Path for Veterans New England. Win Waste Innovations, the official waste and recycling services provider of Gillette Stadium and the New England Patriots. Welcome back here. Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Patriots 10-3 winners over the New York Jets. They improved to 6-4. It's Jim Murray and Joe Murray. We welcome in Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. Well, they're 6-4. I don't know how, but, you know, all three phases, as they say, Greg. Were you surprised the offense looked as bad as it did, though, considering the bye and they had time to, you know, quote-unquote work on things?
Not really. I mean, you know, look, first of all, this is a really good Jets defense that they had trouble even doing much of anything on a good day in New York a few weeks ago. Add in the weather conditions, which were brutal in the first half, got a little bit better in the second half, but still it wasn't conducive for offensive football. I thought overall, considering everything and you know what I saw from my press box seat, I thought it was better overall on offense, but obviously they had huge issues once they got to about the Jets' 30-yard line. And that's probably the most disappointing thing, the area where you can point to and say they really struggled, and that sort of let them down today. But you know, I thought there were glimmers here and there of better offensive football. It's just on a day like this against a defense like this, it's I didn't expect it to look pretty in any way, shape, or form. And then you factor in the weather into it, and that's kind of what you get. This is a football game in November. These games happen, and I know people are probably disappointed they didn't score an offensive touchdown, but those things happen in football, and at least the Patriots found a way to win.
Yeah, Greg, I was going to ask you about the conditions. Did that have anything to do with some of the play calling today? But I just want to highlight a few things. You know, on fourth down, the delayed toss, I didn't love the play. It's just my opinion. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And just one other thing. The Patriots, like in basketball, we always hype up these coaches after a timeout. Is this the worst you've seen the Patriots after a timeout with some of the play calls they've had?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, just remembering sort of off the top of my head. I mean, are you talking about sort of, was that a toss or sort of, there were two backs in the backfield? Is that the fourth down call that you're talking about?
It was a delayed toss.
Yeah.
Yes, on fourth.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, I just don't, I mean, look, that Jets' defense is fast as hell. And, you know, what are you doing going sideline to sideline? I mean, you know, there was a bunch of things. Well, I thought overall, big picture, you know, 10,000-foot view, I thought the offense, you know, was better. There were certain things that still drive me crazy. Like, you know, how do you drive down the field 50, 60 yards under center doing things, handing off, play action, throwing on first down, and then you get to the 30 and you're in shotgun and, you know, you're doing gun runs and, you know, you're allowing – I just don't like the shotgun. I know there's a lot of people who are like, ooh, RPOs. Yeah, but the thing is, it's like it doesn't make the defensive line think. You know, either way, they're getting up the field. At least under center, they have to be like, oh, well, do I have to play my gap or can I go? And I think that Matt Patricia's continued ignoring of the value of being under center and how that impacts a defense, which you find funny coming from a defensive coordinator. His background, you think that this would factor in, but I just didn't understand that, you know, certainly there were some things, some fourth down calls, some third down calls that, you know, I really didn't like, but you know, they just I do think they took a baby step forward offensively today, so I'm trying to to keep that in mind instead of getting, you know, bogged down by a call here, a call there. But you're right. I mean, some of these, you know, come out of the quarter break and then you take another timeout and then you do that. It's rough.
You know, so Joe has brought up, you know, Marcus Jones and that return, and the blocking was great on it. And look, that kid is wildly talented, and I think it's one of the reasons that they drafted him was for him to do something like he did today. It was, you know, his first punt return for a touchdown in the league this year. But if you followed him in college, like Joe has pointed out multiple times today, this is what he did in college. So, you know, again, credit there, but do you also look at that, Greg, and say, like, oh, my God, the Jets. Did you even, like, pay attention? Why not, like, try to kick it out of bounds? What the hell were they thinking there?
It was, look, they made a great play, the Patriots. Marcus Jones made a great play. But there's no question, the bottom line is that was a huge blunder by the Jets in terms of execution, what they're doing. It just shows you, you know, where Saleh, you know, comes up short as a head coach. There's no way with that situation that ball lands in bounds. It can't happen. I mean, you know, I know you don't want to give them a short field for whatever, two plays, they get out of bounds, they kick a field goal going with the wind. But, you know, it just boggles my mind that man did a good job. He had one that sort of went out of bounds early, but they did a great job all day of basically punting along the sidelines. And then on that punt, the punt that mattered most in this game, you kick a line drive, outkick your coverage, and you kick it more towards the middle of the field. I mean, even Saleh said something about that. He said that he hung one out in the middle, and that's about it. So I think he's admitting that he can't make that punt. That just can't happen. To me, that the Patriots won on that play was more about the Jets' ineptitude than it was the Patriots making a great play.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought.
Yeah. and Greg, you know, I watch a lot of, like, this is not the first time he's won a game on special teams. I mean, in college, he did this at SMU last year, 100-yard kick return. Like, there has to be a little bit of scouting, right? I just feel like that was, yeah, you're right. There's,
well, I mean,
just
take the player out of it, Joe. I mean, it doesn't really matter who's back there. It could be Deion Sanders back there. But you have to know, 26 seconds left. By the time he fields it, you're at about 20 seconds. I don't think the Patriots have any timeouts at that point. They've already used them. You want to kick it along the sideline as far as possible, and he just flat out screwed up.
And they'll probably take the knee, right?
To do with Marcus Jones.
It goes out of bounds. They're going to take a knee because they were awful all day on offense. So it's just
right. Yeah, they were probably going to play for a better field position. You know, they weren't going to chance anything. It's not like all of a sudden the Patriots, who were scared to turn the ball over or throw the ball downfield at all game, all of a sudden we're going to turn Mac Jones loose. No, they would have taken a knee and they would have gone to overtime. Absolutely.
All right, we'll continue mixing some of your calls now that we have Greg Bedard with us, Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, with your thoughts on today's game, especially if you're heading home from a chilly and windy Gillette Stadium today, watching the Patriots beat the New York Jets 10-3 to improve to 6-4. More coming up here on Safety Insurance, 98.5 Sports of Patriots Radio Network.
The Hess truck's back, and it's better than ever. Racing hot rods this year, the Hess truck's here.
A flatbed truck with lights, sounds, and two racing hot rods. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com with free shipping and batteries.
At the 99 Restaurant, there's always something to celebrate. The turf and triple the surf. Come into your local 99 and celebrate with our new sirloin and seafood trio. Oh, happy day.
The 99 Restaurant, always the real deal.
Moyamoya disease is a common cause of stroke in children. Hi, this is Jacoby Myers, and this season, for every New England first down, Credit Union's Kids at Heart will help fund promising studies into Moyamoya as well as clinical care tools for children affected. Moyamoya is a serious disease, but Credit Union's Kids at Heart believe that research is hope and that every child deserves a healthy and happy future. Learn more at cukidsatheart.org.
The First Downs to Fight Moyamoya Disease campaign is generously supported by Hanscom Federal Credit Union and Merrimack Valley Credit Union.
Are your ankylosing spondylitis or AS symptoms still not under control?
Stairs? No, no way.
Is your treatment still not working?
Mornings? Moving? No.
Tired of saying no? Talk to your rheumatologist about a different treatment option. Visit ConfrontAS.com. And next time, you may just say,
why, yes, I will go for that run.
Visit ConfrontAS.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Always Health Partners is becoming Mass General Brigham Health Plan. The same plans, coverage, and broad network of doctors, now even better. As a health plan connected to a world-leading medical institution, we put members at the center of our care. All our expertise, innovation, and compassion with you every day. Follow Mass General Brigham Health Plan on social at MGB Health Plan.
You know, there are a lot of companies to call when the pipes back up at your home or business. That's why John Sewer is the name to know when your drains don't flow. John Sewer has over 50 vehicles on the road each day and over 45 years of experience servicing every type of drain emergency. So you can be confident that your clogged drain will get fixed efficiently and properly. Visit johnsewer.com. That's johnsewer.com. John Sewer, the name to know when the drains don't flow.
John Sewer, we get the job done.
GP believes that behind every hire is a human being. That's why they've built the world's leading global employment platform, which makes it easy to find, hire, and build great teams anywhere in the world in days instead of months. So the everywhere workforce can work together in over 180 countries and counting. GP, global made possible. Visit g-p.com.
At T-Mobile, we believe people deserve more without paying more. That's why the new iPhone 14 with its amazing camera is on us, and Apple TV Plus is included.
Wow, it's like expecting a Christmas caroler.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly.
But getting a whole choir.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly.
With an epic horn section, too.
It's the season to be jolly.
It's so cool. I'm capturing it all with the amazing camera on my new iPhone 14.
And at T-Mobile, you also get our price lock guarantee, which means we won't raise the price of your rate plan for talk, text, or data. So what are you waiting for? Switch to T-Mobile and get iPhone 14 on us with eligible trade-in on our Max plan. And get Apple TV Plus included. Get used to getting even more from T-Mobile.
With 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling service to continue remaining bill credits or credits stop and balance and required finance agreement is due. Apple TV Plus on us up to $4.99 value. Price lock for rate plan price of current on network service for eligible lines. Excludes taxes, fees, promos, and third-party services. See T-Mobile.com for details.
Hey, Boston! Black Friday starts now at Public Lands with all the gear you need to get outside. Find up to 30% off select apparel and outerwear from the North Face, Cool, Columbia, and more. And up to 30% off select footwear from Merrell, Vans, Oboz, the North Face, and more. Get 50% off select GT mountain bikes. Take $100 off the Blackstone 36-inch griddle cook station. Find sweet deals now through Wednesday at the Public Lands store at Shoppers World in Framingham.
Dunkin's new pancake wake-up wrap is a savory and sweet combo of crisp bacon, melty cheese, and fluffy eggs wrapped in a warm pancake. Hold it in one hand with a holiday blend coffee in the other. Perfect for holiday makers on the go. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Join the MBTA and put your career on the fast track. Right now, the T is hiring for departments including operations, finance, construction, IT, and more. See all available openings and apply today at mbta.com/careers.
Attention all CDLA hazmat tanker drivers and mechanics. Transgas of Lowell is hiring and offering a bonus of $12,000 or more. Call 978-856-2913 or visit transgaslng.com.
Want to stay connected to Boston Sports? 98.5, thesportshub.com.
The snap, waist high, pressure-free punt, and it's a good one, forcing Jones to backpedal, right side at the 16. Stabbed left, granted right, down the sideline, to the 40, to the 50, slams left at the 45, beats the punter to the 35-30, Marcus Jones down the middle to the 10, into the end zone!
Touchdown!
No flag! Touchdown, Patriots!
My main thing is I thought they was going to go ahead and try to kick it out of bounds due to the time on the clock. But the first thing was trying to make sure that I follow my teammates' block, and then I seen a punter. And I was like, if I make a miss, then I should be able to go the distance.
Well, Marcus Jones, I think most rational people thought the Jets were going to try to kick it out of bounds, but that's why they're the Jets. And there it is, the walk-off, essentially the walk-off punt return for the touchdown by Marcus Jones, helping the Patriots win 10-3 over the Jets today. Great companies need great teams. Hiring talent anywhere in the world is easier than ever. With Globalization Partners, go to g-p.com and onboard your next MVP today. What have you made of the defense? I mean, they really, this is the unit that continues to carry this team. We're with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. So, Greg, again, now 13 and a half sacks for Matthew Judon. And really, without them, I don't know if this team is 6-4.
Oh, no question. I think the Patriots defense has been tremendous this season, especially Matthew Judon, who I think they're doing a good job of managing some of his early down reps to make him a little bit more fresh. Not only later in games, but later in the season, which was an issue last year. I think the coverage is really good, and that helps the pass rush. I think they're doing some really nice things in terms of their stunts and twists up front. You know, sometimes it's, you know, whether it's, you know, Dietrich Wise swooping under and somebody else swooping over the top, or, you know, they're just, it's very cohesive from front to back right now. And, you know, I will have one caveat with that. You know, we haven't really seen them do it against one of the better offenses in the league. We'll see one on Thanksgiving against the Vikings, who are having a tough right now against a good Cowboys team at home. But, you know, so far, you know, so good. I mean, it's just, it's hard to get too excited about, you know, the run of quarterbacks that they've been on, and also offensive lines. I mean, the Jets, they were already without Elijah Vera Tucker, who's probably their best offensive lineman. They lost Herbig, who's done okay for them. They had to bring in, I think they were down to like their third guard today. Both their tackles are a little bit limited, especially the right tackle. So on both sides, both pass rushers just about did what they did the first time around in these games. And, you know, it's good to see. And Judon's been tremendous. And so far, so good. But we'll have to see what happens as we go forward here.
Hey, just on a short week, you mentioned it. Isaiah Wynn, David Andrews, they both leave the game. Cole Strange, I thought, had another tough day. And I know he's going up against a great player. But it was just reported Trent Brown did not start because of an illness. They play in 4 days. How do you see that offensive line against Minnesota on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't think the Vikings have a great defense. They have, you know, some good players in the front seven. I don't think it's anything. I'll say this. You know, what they've just gone through between the Jets, the Colts, and then the Jets again, and add in the Bills when they had, you know, Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith, that was a good run of defensive front sevens that they went up against. And I don't think they'll have a tougher test than what they've just seen over the past month. So hopefully that will enhance their performance a little bit. But there's no question. I think losing David Andrews, I mean, Isaiah Wynn, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, they should be able to absorb that considering the level of play they've gotten from him this year. But David Andrews, losing him, it looks like it's going to be for the season. That type of injury, it didn't look good coming off the field. That's huge. I mean, James Ferentz is a smart guy, good player. This year in training camp, he was much better at center than he has been. Also guard, he had a much better training camp, deserved a spot on this roster, which he got. But it's a huge drop-off, and it just leaves them. They're now very light at not only left guard with Cole Strange, but also center, and you worry about them getting overpowered, especially now teams will have the ability to diagnose it on film, see the weaknesses, and really attack those things. So it's tough. You know, I'm worried for the offense. If you thought it was bad to this point, watch a whole rest of the season without David Andrews.
Could you make out what happened there? You know, because, you know, watching it at home, initially, like, I thought, I was like, well, he just got re-concussed, but did he, you know, just pulled up weird on the turf or something? Did he land weird? I don't know. It didn't look like he got landed into strangely by anyone else. I just don't know what the hell happened there.
Yeah, it was sort of like a non-contact thing, but it was one of those movements. I mean, I looked at it real quick on replay, and, you know, he sort of had to turn quick. I think it was a screen pass, and he had to turn around and, like, you know, I think that was, you know, right after sort of a break. It could have been a circumstance where, you know, he got a little cold. And I just think it was a quick movement and, you know, maybe his muscles just weren't ready for it. And, you know, I think that he tore something probably pretty significant there, whether, you know, they announced it as a thigh. It could be a quad It could also be, you know, like a hip pointer type of thing or a groin, that sort of thing. I just think it was a quick movement and an awkward movement, and it just happens sometimes.
Just on Andrews real quick, I mentioned this to Jim a little while ago, but he just did sign that new contract. He's in year two of it. He's 30, will be 31. Do they have to start looking ahead at that spot now going forward with, you know, now his injury and concussion history?
Well, I mean, it depends how they view Roussey, and also I think it depends on how they view Cole Strange. I mean, will they look at this season and say, I don't know, guard, is he big enough for that? Can he get big enough for that? I mean, I think he can. I think he's a really good player. When I watched him and my evaluation of him, I saw a center. I saw sort of an elite center who could get down the field. But look, it's very early. David Andrews is a tough guy. I have no doubt that he'll be back next season and back to full strength, but we'll have to see how that goes.
All right, let's go to Tom and Quincy. We'll continue to mix in your calls here with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys, it doesn't matter whether it's Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, or even Tom Brady. This team stinks. And honestly, if we scrub it out to the playoffs, I think that's ultimately a bad thing because that will give Belichick the reason to just keep things as is. And I think we need a real consideration of how the direction is going forward. Bill needs to make some adjustments. You put your number one asset, which is quarterback, in the hands of somebody who's unproven. People get fired over that in any other regime. It's just because it's Belichick. But clearly, you know, whether it's Patricia or Joe Judge, Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi, these guys are all learning it as they go, and it's just unfair to whoever the quarterback is. Tom Brady saw the silver lining and he left. And honestly, Robert Kraft needs to wake up. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom. I'm going to have you hold your thought on that, Greg, as to what might happen with the offense going forward and if there could be some accountability if they were to miss the playoffs or bow out early or if they end up having a loss like they did against the Bills. So we'll do that after the headlines with Joe Murray. First, we need to pause 10 seconds, though, for station identification here in the Safety Insurance 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
Boston. This is Boston's most listened to sports station. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 Sports Hub. Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
All Patriots win today 10-3. It wasn't pretty. It was 3-3 with 26 seconds left remaining in the fourth quarter. The Jets decided to punt it to Marcus Jones, who took it back 84 yards for the game-winning touchdown. 10-3, the final. They now have 6 wins on the season, but they did lose center David Andrews. It is a leg injury listed as a thigh at the moment. Also, they did lose their tackle, Isaiah Wynn. They play on a short week and play on Thanksgiving Day in Minnesota. Right now, the Vikings trail at halftime to Dallas 23-3. Also in the third quarter, Raiders 10, Broncos 10 at halftime. It's the Steelers 20, Bengals 17 earlier today. Bills 31-23 over the Browns. Ravens 13-3 over the Panthers. Falcons get a 27-24 win over the Bears. Eagles 17, Colts 16. Saints 27-20 over the Rams. The Lions 3 in a row now, 31 points. They only gave up 18 versus the Giants in Washington. 23-10 winners over the Texans tonight. The Chargers host the Chiefs, and on Monday Night Football, we'll see the Cardinals and the 49ers. Headlines, they're driven by the new all-wheel drive 2023 Honda CR-V. Head to your local Honda dealer to learn more and see their lineup of 2022 rugged vehicles. I'm Joe Murray. More post-game after this on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Celebrate with friends, family, and coworkers at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Apex is 100,000 square feet of pure fun for all ages. Be amazed by 30 luxury bowling lanes, go-kart tracks, sports simulators, and more. Come to Marlboro and visit, or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
The Honda HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, Passport, and Ridgeline. They all have one thing in common. They never back off from a challenge. Available with all-wheel drive, the Honda SUV lineup has the performance you can count on and the capability to amaze. That's why we're America's most loved auto brand.
. 2021 American Customer Satisfaction Index ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Hi, I'm Bob Soucy. Win big game day prizes like tickets, exclusive experiences, Shaw's grocery gift cards, and more with Shaw's Supermarket and Pepsi. Simply scan the sweepstakes QR code at the Pepsi display in your local Shaw's and complete the entry form for your chance to win. Plus, score a free 2-liter Pepsi when you redeem 2 reward points with Shaw's for You. Not a Shaw's for You member? Well, sign up today to start earning rewards. Simply text JOIN to 46359 to download the Shaw's app and sign up. Shaw's is proud to be the official supermarket of the 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots postgame show.
Sitting at home binge-watching lately?
Viewer discretion advised.
You may now be sitting on a gold mine. In just 2 years, median home values increased by almost 30%. But without the proper insurance, that value could be lost. Talk to an independent agent about safety insurance. Get the peace of mind that comes from knowing you're truly protected. No matter what, ask an independent agent about safety insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms.
Hi, Matthew Slater here. I want to tell you about a special place just south of Boston where great things happen. No, not Foxborough, but AdCare Rhode Island. The small personalized program takes a holistic approach to drug and alcohol treatment, as well as proven therapies to overcome any addiction. It's hard to make that first call for help, but I guarantee that it's not a call you will regret. It is never too late to make a change. Call my friends at AdCare Rhode Island at 1-800-ALCOHOL.
My husband and I live next door to a haunted graveyard. It's a little creepy, but we manage. Just like we manage without home internet. Do I wish my mobile hotspot was faster? Yes, but I make it work. Kinda. Just like we make it work sleeping next to a 17th century burial ground.
Honey, can you move your hand?
That's not my hand.
It's mine.
Not having home internet? It's not that bad.
It is that bad.
Don't settle for just mobile. Get Xfinity Home Internet and 1 gigabit of Xfinity Mobile together starting as low as $24.95 a month when you qualify for Internet Essentials. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit your local Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Limited to Internet Essentials. Residential customers meeting certain eligibility criteria. Taxes and fees extra. Pricing subject to change. Xfinity Internet required if no longer eligible for Internet Essentials. Regular rates apply. Reduced mobile speeds after 20 gigabytes of data usage.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the Mitsubishi year-end sales event. Get power, safety features, and bold style, plus an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Check out the all-new Outlander PHEV or drive a 2023 Outlander today with a 1.9% APR for 36 months with inventory arriving daily. Let's go to the year-end sales event at your Greater Boston Providence Mitsubishi retailers.
1.9% APR for 36 months available through Santander Consumer USA, subject to approved credit and insurance. Not all will qualify. Price terms and availability may vary. May not combine with other offers. See dealer for offer and warranty details. Offer ends 1/23/23.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change, the best defender in the game against engine wear, provides 15-minute drive-through oil changes and touchless service for busy people. Go to getanoilchange.com to save 15% on your entire invoice and your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Print out the coupon or pull it up on your mobile device. That's getanoilchange.com.
The home of the Bruins, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This will be a short try by Nick Folk.
That's his call.
Of 24 yards. With Michael Pilardi for the first time to hold for Fulk, receiving the snap from Joe Cardona. Making the staggered stance, waits. The snap in place. He swings the right leg. He lifts the kick to the uprights, and the Patriots have the lead.
Nick Fulk, 24-yard field goal to make it 3-0 New England, en route to their 10-3 win over the Jets today. This season is part of their Apex Cares program. Apex Entertainment donating $100 to the New England Center for Children for every converted field goal, every point, every dollar helps. For more information, go to apexentertainment.com. Shaw's Patriots postgame show with Jim Murray. Joe Murray, you at 617-779-0985. Another segment here at Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. A couple of misses by Fulk today, Greg. Was it the wind or something to be concerned about maybe going forward?
Well, I'm sure the conditions didn't help. Certainly, you know, at one point I was looking through my binoculars at that end zone where, you know, they're doing the construction and just, you know, sort of near the top of the goalposts. Like, it's just, like, wide open from the outside. So, challenging conditions, but also the new punter, new holder, I'm sure that didn't help things. And that's something they're going to have to work through.
Yeah, what did you think overall of the punting today for the Patriots? I know one late kind of bounced into the end zone, but what did you see from the new punter?
You know, I thought he was solid all around. I mean, I did think it's, you know, it's funny that, you know, probably a lot of people say like, oh, well, you know, special teams won us this game. The two field goal misses, that touchback was potentially a huge one. And, you know, it, you could have made the argument there for a while that special teams was going to lose you the game if the Jets ended up getting a game-winning field goal in regulation or overtime. But, the one punt return sort of saved them. But, I thought it was, you know, better overall. At least it was consistent for once instead of, you know, Bailey booming one and then touchback here and 7-yard punt there. So, they got that going for them.
Hey, Greg, just over the last six games – you know, the offense scored one touchdown against the Lions, five against the Browns, which was big, two in a loss to the Bears, and then one to the Jets, and then one the Colts last week, none today. They're 5-1 with 10 touchdowns in six games. And feel free to get on me about this or not, but is this the way Bill Belichick wants to win games? Like, does he want it like this where they keep, you know, play great defense, kick field goals, and win this way?
No. I think he wants them to be a lot better on offense. I think he figured it would be better at this point on offense. But this is sort of where they are. I mean, you know, at this point, there's nothing really that they can do about it. There's no, you know, personnel changes. You can't really import a coach during the middle of the season and bring in a new scheme or what have you. So, I'm sure he's. He's disappointed in the offense to this point, and now they have seven games to try to get better.
All right, your calls with Greg Bedard. You want to join us, 617-779-0985. We'll go to Pat in Plymouth next up here in the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, guys, I just wanted to say that, we won the game. It was obviously kick return touchdown, kind of lucky. We expected a lot out of this offense coming out of the bye week. I just don't see how we made any strides, really, because, I mean, we had a couple play actions on first down, like, whatever, doesn't matter. I just want to hear your thoughts on the offense this week, because I just don't see us winning too many games than what we did this week.
Well, it said here in the call screen, why are they still running so much on first down, Greg? Is it still just too predictable what they're doing on offense?
I don't really pay close attention to that. You know, I thought they did run some nice play action first down plays that were effective. I thought that putting the tight ends in the backfield was a nice wrinkle. I don't think the Patriots would have to do that if they actually kept a fullback on the roster, which I think they could really use at this point. But they're just going to go forward with the tight ends. You got that caller before the break, just in terms of, you know, where the offense is. And look, it's not great to this point. I do think, over 300 yards in this game, they screeched to a halt in the red zone. That's a problem. But at least they moved the ball somewhat consistently in this game. And, you know, I'm not ready to indict Patricia and whoever else, Belichick off of 10 games. I need to see how it looks throughout. I think today was a step forward. Let's see if they keep, moving forward. I mean, if next week they, they're at 300 yards and moving the ball, but they do better in the red zone, all of a sudden they start looking like a respectable offense. And that can happen. So I'm not ready to rule anything out. I thought today was better. We'll see if they continue to improve.
I just want to ask about the wide receivers quickly. I don't know if they're getting open. Maybe you have to look at the tape, or maybe you've seen some stuff in the past, but is there an issue with the receivers? And I guess after Stevenson and Harris and Myers, who is the next best option right now for Mac Jones?
Should be Hunter Henry. But for whatever reason, they're not really using him effectively. It looked like they wanted to get Jonnu involved today, which was good. I like that they gave him a carry. That's something that I was toying with. I mean, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more hurry up at some point, maybe, using him in the Hernandez type role as, you're a tight end on one down, then the next down you're the tailback. Of course, he, fumbled the ball running out in the open today, so maybe that's not a good idea. I just think in terms of the receivers, you know, I thought they did a better job. I thought it was an improvement in terms of marrying Mac Jones's dropbacks to the routes, especially early in the game. I do think, like, there was a sack on sort of a play action, almost max protection when the Jets brought in a couple extra guys, where it was a two-man route and the guys were running deep routes and nothing had a chance. So, you know, and this Jets defense, the secondary is really good. I mean, you know, they really cover well. The two outside cornerbacks are good. The slot cornerback isn't quite as good. And, you know, Mac Jones missed Jacoby Myers on that one third down when he, you know, ran out of the pocket and he knew he should have had that. And, you know, that's going to happen. But, you know, I don't think they have any game breakers as far as receivers, and when you're not striking a good balance in terms of your play calling and play action and things like that, that's why I want to get him under center more, because that sort of buys you time and buys you space for your receivers, and they just don't seem to show a lot of interest in that.
John in Foxborough, next year, Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Greg Bedard, go ahead, John.
Hello, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good, what's up?
That's gonna happen. Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. Hey, I just want to say that game was crazy today because the wind was, like, so brutal and the temperature, the wind chill was crazy. It was tied 3-3, and at the end of the game, and the way the Patriots came back and won the game with 4 seconds left, it was like Shakespearean. Do you think Belichick is as great as Shakespeare, or do you think Shakespeare is as great as Belichick?
Oh, pardon me while I go puke. I'll say this. Those of you that were there that would endure that for that whole game today, you deserved that at the end, because that was unwatchable for, you know, 58 and change, really. Oh, my God. Well, how about this? We'll push away from the table on that. I think we have one more segment to go with you, Greg.
I think so.
All right. Well, we have one open line if you'd like to join us, 617-779-0985. Patriots get the 10-3 win today over the New York Jets. Some would call it Shakespearean. I wouldn't. I would just say the Jets showed up and Jets things happened. But you take it as the Patriots improved to 6-4. Your calls with Greg Bedard coming up here on the Safety Insurance 98.5 of Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
Love cruising around Boston Harbor? City Cruises by Hornblower has your chance to win a premier dinner cruise aboard the Odyssey Boston. Odyssey cruises all year round with upscale dining and entertainment. Enter for your chance to win at 98.5thesportshub.com. City Cruises knows everything is better on the water.
You could be celebrating much more than just touchdowns this season by visiting FindMassMoney.com. Did you know there is over $3 billion waiting to be claimed at FindMassMoney.com from things like forgotten bank accounts, stock certificates, payroll and refund checks? 1 in 10 people have unclaimed property, and one of them could be you. It's free and easy to use, so visit FindMassMoney.com and see if you have money waiting to be claimed. That's FindMassMoney.com.
Hooray for Mondays, said no one ever. Until now, if you're a Dunkin' Rewards member, now on Mondays through November 28th, rewards members get a free medium hot or iced coffee with any purchase. Not a member? Join Dunkin' Rewards on the app today to start saving and stacking points and start making Mondays way less Monday-y. New Dunkin' Rewards. Save them, stack them, use them how you want. America runs on Dunkin'. Limit one per member per Monday. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, Boston! Black Friday starts now at Public Lands with all the gear you need to get outside. Find up to 30% off select apparel and outerwear from the North Face, Cool, Columbia, and more. And up to 30% off select footwear from Merrell, Vans, Oboes, the North Face, and more. Get 50% off select GT mountain bikes. Take $100 off the Blackstone 36-inch griddle cook station. Find sweet deals now through Wednesday at the Public Lands store at Shoppers World in Framingham.
Oh, oh, oh! O'Reilly.
Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, and more. Right now, get up to a $20 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select Sylvania bulbs. Plus, get double O rewards points with your purchase. Prepare for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whoops, there goes another.
another Imperial car.
We have New England's largest inventory of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Every make and model to fit any budget. Make no payments for 3 months. During our month-long Black Friday sales event, take advantage of interest rates as low as 0% and payments as low as $222 per month.
ImperialCars.com. Whoops, there goes another Imperial car.
I'm Mark Trissy, president of Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Since 1946, we have been proud to bring quality products like Harvey Windows and Doors to our customers.
Made in New England, Harvey products are cost-effective, energy-efficient, and built to last. And we support our products with world-class customer service.
That's Joe Dennehy, our rep for Harvey Windows.
Whether you want replacement windows or new construction windows, you can count on Harvey products for outstanding craftsmanship and durability. And Jackson Lumber and Millwork, a Harvey Gold Partner dealer, can supply everything you need.
Our mission at Jackson Lumber has always been to provide great service, quality materials, and the most innovative products in the industry to our customers.
Jackson Lumber and Millwork is a high-quality distributor of windows and doors with outstanding service in their market. Builders and remodelers can rely on the experienced Jackson sales team to support their needs in the field.
Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork in Lawrence, Woburn, Amesbury, and Raymond, New Hampshire for all your building materials and supplies. Or visit us online at jacksonlumber.com. That's Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
Matthew Slater here. Have you been trying to quit drugs or alcohol on your own, but it's too overwhelming and you give up? It only takes 3 to 5 days to detox and hit the reset button. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit AdCare.com.
Hey, DQ fans, what's your favorite signature stack burger? Is it the spicy flamethrower, the bacon two cheese deluxe, the original cheeseburger, or one of the other signature stack burgers? This menu might be too delicious. Try all five only at participating DQ locations. Happy, taste good.
Toucher and Rich, morning 6 to 10 on the Sports Hub.
Get up on the Quickie Mart table and dance like a poo. Music of the game brought to you by Live Nation. Don't miss Foreigner, the historic farewell tour with special guest Loverboy, Saturday, August 5th at the Xfinity Center. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. I guess we'll probably see Zoe at that show. Welcome back to Sean's Patriots postgame show. Jim Murray, Joe Murray, you, 617-779-0985. Another segment here with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. Patriots 10-3 winners over the New York Jets today, getting ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings Thanksgiving night in Minnesota. And those very Vikings are getting waxed right now by the Dallas Cowboys, 30-3. Greg, quickly, before we go back to the calls, I figured there might be a little bit of a letdown for Minnesota based on their crazy comeback win in Buffalo last week. But this is something, and I will say, you know, that defensive front of Dallas reminds me quite a bit of the New England Patriots front seven, especially with the way Matt Judon's playing with the 13.5 sacks this year. Obviously, Micah Parsons is like, you know, he's very much like a Matthew Judon type. I don't know, like, you give the Patriots more of a chance now, the way that the defense is playing and what's going on with Minnesota and Dallas today?
Oh, yeah, I always gave them a chance in that game. I mean, you know, it would have been better if they followed up the Buffalo win with a win against the Cowboys, and then they'd really be softened up for Thanksgiving night. Look, the Vikings aren't going to, you know, run away from anybody, and you can count on Kirk Cousins to make some mindless plays. So I thought that game was definitely in their wheelhouse. They'll probably be a little bit angrier after this result. But still, I think it's a very winnable game. It sounds like the Vikings, Christian Darrisaw, who's their excellent young left tackle, left this game with another concussion, so he'll probably be out. That's not a great offensive line to begin with. Certainly some guys you need to worry about in terms of Jefferson and Thielen, and they got Hockenson, the tight end, and of course Dalvin Cook is an excellent running back. There's a lot to worry about, but I think this is definitely a game that's in the Patriots' wheelhouse.
Can you just set up the week? I mean, right now they'll have tomorrow off, watch film, and they'll probably head out Wednesday night. Will they even practice this week, the Patriots?
I think they'll probably, as Devin McCourty said, today's a Wednesday, and so yeah, tomorrow they'll be off their feet, probably on. let's see, probably on Tuesday they will have a walkthrough sort of practice. They'll probably walk through on Tuesday and Wednesday, fly out Wednesday afternoon. So, no, they probably won't practice, and I think the Vikings are in the exact same boat, even though they get to be at home, so they have that benefit.
All right, Ronnie in Medford, next here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show, Greg Bedard. Hey, Ronnie. Ronnie.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
I want to know what's going on with Mac Jones. He's playing efficiently. I think he's 23 for 27 today. He's getting the odds, but at the end of the day, I still need my doctor, and the doctor's going to tell me, I got zappy fever.
All right, very good, Ronnie. Well, so look, the offensive line was not great again today. Was it 6 total sacks? Did you put some of them on Mac, though? Because I did feel like a few, he was holding the ball a little too long.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I'll have to look at the film on that. I mean, you know, maybe one or two, but that's not unusual. I mean, you get that every week with quarterbacks. No one's going to play, you know, perfect quarterback. And I know, you know, a lot of people aren't used to it, but I was just looking through, you know, some of Brady's results over his career. And there have been plenty of games with 7 points or less during his career. It does, you know, happen. At least they got the victory today. I thought Mac Jones overall played well. And I'm sure it wasn't perfect, but that's a good defense in tough conditions. I don't like their approach in the red zone. I would put most of it on there, but I'll have to wait and see what the film says, and then we'll talk about it Tuesday on Felger and Mass.
Chris in Worcester on the offensive line. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey guys, thank you for the opening line, the hot-blooded, because I am very hot-blooded, because what bothered me the most was when we talked about it, I called about it, with Isaiah Wynn in shells starting at left tackle. I was just told that it's just because he was in shells. Greg Bedard, why did he start at left tackle today? And what's up with Trent Brown? What is going on with that offensive line, Greg?
Well, Bill was asked about it in postgame. He said it was a coaching decision. I think there has been a report that Trent Brown was sick. I'm sorry, you put together with early in the week that Isaiah Wynn's out there getting some reps at left tackle when the media is out there. It sounds like Trent Brown violated a team rule during bye week. Either he got back late or missed something. To me, he was benched for at least part of this game, might have been only for a quarter, but then, you know, the Wynn injury kind of put that to rest, and he had to be put into the game. I think this offensive line now with the injuries, you're looking at it's going to be Brown at left tackle, Strange at left guard, Ference at center. That's tough. Owenu at right guard, and then Kajust at right tackle. It's a limited offensive line. It's not a great offensive line, but it's not terrible. I mean, you know, you look at situations around the league, like, I'm sorry, this line currently is constituted should still be one of the better offensive lines in the league. But I do think the play caller, their approach, how they run the ball, the selection of runs, you know, whether you protect, how you protect, I think has, you know, expose this offensive line more than it needed to be. And I wanted to see more of a renewed emphasis on that after the bye week. And at first blush, I did not see that in this game.
Just real quick, Greg. It is reported it was an illness, but after the game, Belichick said it was a coaching decision. So You're saying that he did miss something or he wasn't there during the bye week.
I'm saying that's what I believe.
Okay.
After, you know, when it wasn't Sunday, was not the first time Wynn got snaps at left tackle. He did also on their first practice back. He was out there. That tells me that they knew Trent Brown was not going to start, and he was not on the injury report with an illness all week. So to me, that means it was a disciplinary decision.
Do you think this is – I mean, I know that first week when they went to Miami, he had some questions about it. Is this something that's been ongoing all year with Trent Brown? Because at times, sometimes he's had some interesting, I guess, play on the field considering how dominant he's been when he does play.
Not from what I've seen on film. I thought that, you know, in week one against Miami, he was not good in that game. Since then, to me, in my judgment, he's been one of their best offensive linemen. Hasn't been perfect, but I think for the most part, he's played, you know, really good football and sound football. And so his buy-in since the first week has not been in question to me. It's just, you know, sometimes Who knows? It could have been a travel delay for all we knew. And the Patriots expect their guys to factor all that into account.
Matt, you're next here with Greg Bedard on the Boston of Boston Sports Journal, Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Hey, Matt.
Hey, yeah. I think the play calling was pretty good, actually. I mean, it was windy. Game was dirty to begin with, and you rely on your defense and your special teams, and that's what ended up winning the game. And now you're not even showing anything for the Vikings on a short week. You know, like, what are they gonna game plan towards? You know, I love the play calling today.
Seems bold. Is that? Yeah,
I wouldn't go that far as I loved it. I mean, I did. I will say between the 30s, the 20 and the 30. You know, I thought it was pretty good, and I thought it was a step forward. I liked some of their wrinkles, but I also wouldn't say that the Patriots were like – it wasn't like they were vanilla out there holding stuff back. It was – I mean, they unveiled the tight ends in the backfield. They gave the ball to Jonnu Smith. They ran more play action in this game for Mac Jones, sort of like what they did with Zappe. A lot of quick – I thought their quick game passing was better in this game. So I thought they showed everything in this game. They just, once they got to the Jets 30-yard line, they couldn't do anything. And I think some of it was play calling, some of it was execution.
Squeeze in one more here before we let you go, Greg. James in Rockport, I think, has a different thought on Matt Patricia and the play calling today. Go ahead, James.
Hey, guys. First time, long time here. We're driving home from the game. First off, great win, but I feel like, you know, after the bye, you would have expected a lot more from Matt Patricia, and it's been really disappointing with the play calling and the fact that he can't even handle the offensive line, and that's like the one thing in his title. Just curious to hear what you guys have to say about that. And also,
You only get the one thing there, James. But thanks for the call, Greg.
What was this question on?
Just if will we see the offense look a little bit better, at least now in a controlled environment in Minnesota in a dome on Thursday? Again, short week, but again, after the bye, I thought it was going to look a little bit better.
Yeah, I would wait. I would wait until after the Vikings game in a dome. You know, yeah, it's a short week and all, but I would wait until after that game to make any sweeping indictments. I mean, I just think I don't know if people were underestimating the conditions on the field, but I mean, even walking into the stadium to get today, it was brutal. And I mean, it wasn't quite the Buffalo game last year, but it was, you know, it wasn't all that far off. I thought both teams looked at it, went out there, tossed. I heard Zolak talking in the pregame about how, like, Zach Wilson tried to throw a deep go in pregame, and the wind completely knocked it down. I think that both teams were mortified of turning the ball over. They didn't want to make the big mistake. You all of a sudden hang up a ball. If it's not a great spiral down the field, you're in trouble. And I think that the conditions, while they improved throughout the game, to start the game, I thought basically lopped off like half the playbook in terms of, like, we're not throwing deep, you know, unless guys are wide open. And so I'm not ready to make any sort of sweeping indictment on the offense post-bye. I thought in many ways it was better in this game. Just the Jets and the elements kept you from, and some of your own self-inflicted wounds, kept it from being markedly better in this game.
All right, Greg, talk to you Tuesday with the Big Boy Tuesday in Felger and Maz. Otherwise, Joe and I will talk to you Thanksgiving night in the postgame after the Pats take on the Vikings.
Sounds good.
All right, Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. All right, Joe's going to get you caught up with some of the scores going on, some of these late games. Of course, Patriots 10-3 winners over the Jets today. When we come back, we'll hear from the quarterback, Mac Jones. The Patriots improved to 6-4. That's coming up on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show.